Welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Dee Kayser, and my colleague, Tammy Wagner, is with me today. We are quality improvement advisors for the Great Plains Quality Innovation Network. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Our topic for today's podcast is all about urinary tract infections. Hello, Tammy.
Well, hello, Dee, and our listeners.
Today, we're going to talk about urinary tract infections. What is a urinary tract infection?
Well, a urinary tract infection, or UTI, is an infection in any part of the urinary system. Most infections involve the lower urinary tract, which is the bladder and your urethra. Women are at a greater risk of developing a urinary tract infection than men. This is because a woman's urethra, or the tube from the bladder where the urine comes out of the body, is shorter than a man's urethra. This makes it easier for bacteria to get into the bladder.
All right. So are there other names a doctor might call a urinary tract infection that a person needs to know?
Yes, a urinary tract infection, or a UTI, can involve the urethra, which an infection there is called urethritis. If the infection is in the kidney, they might call it pyelonephritis. And if it's in the bladder, the infection could be called cystitis. Urine, or pee, is the byproduct of your blood filtering system, which your kidneys perform. And your kidneys create urine, or pee, when they remove the waste products and excess water from your blood. Urine usually moves throughout your urinary system without any contamination. However, bacteria can get into your urinary system, which then can cause UTIs, and that's why it can involve any part of that urinary tract system. That's why I think it's important for people to understand that a UTI can encompass literally different parts of that urinary tract.
Yeah, that's very good information to point out. That's good to know. So I see a lot of commercials on TV for different products for UTIs. So how common are they?
UTIs, urinary tract infections, are very common, again, especially in women, as I noted earlier. About 20% of all women assigned female at birth will have a urinary tract infection at some point during their lives. Men and people assigned male at birth can also get urinary tract infections. Healthcare providers treat 8 to 10 million people every year for a urinary tract infection.
Wow, that's a lot of people. So what are some of the signs of a UTI?
A UTI causes inflammation in the lining of your urinary tract. The inflammation may cause the following problems. It can be pain in your flank area, your lower back area, abdominal pain, pelvic area pain, pressure in the lower part of your pelvis. You can have cloudy or foul-smelling urine or pee, urinary incontinence where you can't hold your bladder and you leak urine, frequent urination, the urge to urinate, or incontinence, again, not being able to hold your bladder, pain when you pee, blood in your pee, pain in your penis, fever, feeling very tired, chills, feeling like you're gonna throw up, or that nauseous feeling, mental changes and confusion. These last few symptoms are also symptoms of sepsis. So you can learn more about the signs of sepsis in our podcast, our Q-Tips for Your Ears, Time is Sepsis, Have You Heard? So I encourage you to listen to that, because urinary tract infections can cause sepsis.
Okay. That is a lot of different signs and symptoms to watch for. So how does a person get a UTI?
You bet. Microorganisms, or bacteria, cause urinary tract infections. They typically enter through your urethra and may infect your bladder like we talked about earlier. The infection can also travel up from your bladder through your ureters and eventually infect your kidneys. The major cause of urinary tract infections is called E. coli. This bacteria causes more than 90% of all infections. E. coli typically exists in your lower intestines, and because the urethral opening is close to your rectum or your anus, it makes it really easy for bacteria around the anus to enter your urethra and to travel to the bladder, especially again in women. Being sexually active can also be a factor in urinary tract infections, and also sexually transmitted infections such as herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and mycoplasma can also cause frequent urinary tract infections.
Okay. Can you tell us a few of the risks for getting a UTI?
That I feel like I keep saying it, but female anatomy, sexual activity, certain types of birth control can also cause frequent urinary tract infections, such as diaphragms and using spermicidal agents. Menopause also is a risk factor to increase your chances of developing UTIs.
Okay. So what about older adults and UTIs? We hear a lot about UTIs being frequent in our aging population.
Yes. Seniors are more at risk for urinary tract infections, and this is due to weaker immune systems and other medical conditions that can cause a person to retain urine, that incontinence of bladder or bowel in the presence or the presence of a urinary catheter, a history of recurrent urinary tract infections, and then lower levels of estrogen in postmenopausal women. I would like to add that historically, if an older person has any sort of symptom, a medical provider may check a urine. And this can, and symptom, I mean, like if they have some sort of delirium, not true symptoms, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. It can be a dangerous course to take directly if the person is not having true symptoms of a urinary tract infection. This can inhibit the doctor or provider from finding the true reason for an illness or the reason for the visit and inherently cause a misdiagnosis. If they obtain a urine specimen for testing and culture, an older person might have what is called asymptomatic bacteria, and this should not be treated. The unnecessary treatment of antibiotics can lead to antibiotic resistant, something called C. difficile infection, and contribute to unnecessary care. And you can learn more about these in other Q-tips podcasts, antibiotics awareness. Another one is what are adverse drug events, and C. difficile, what everyone needs to know. The only time that a person and provider should suspect a urinary tract infection and not asymptomatic bacteria is with these symptoms: urinary urgency, urinary frequency, painful urination, pain in that lower back area, pain in the lower abdomen, pelvic discomfort, blood in the urine, and/or fever. Delirium, nausea, or vomiting should be used with caution in those symptoms alone. They are not symptoms for a urinary tract infection only.
Okay. Well, this is definitely something that a person does not want to get. And so what are some ways that UTIs can be prevented?
Sure. Practice good hygiene. Always wipe from front to back after a bowel movement. For women during menstrual cycles, make sure to change pads or tampons regularly. Drink plenty of fluids. A lot of water can help flush out bacteria from your urinary tract. Change your peeing or urine habits. Your pee is a waste product. Each time you empty your bladder, you help remove that waste from your body. Peeing frequently can reduce your risk of developing an infection. Changing clothing. Tight-fitting clothing can create a moist environment, which promotes bacterial growth. And postmenopausal women might try vaginal creams that contain estrogen. They help reduce risk of developing a urinary tract infection by changing the pH of the vagina. Some studies show promise for using cranberry extract or probiotics to prevent UTIs. And talk to your healthcare provider before you start any supplements.
Good advice, Tammy. Thank you. So can a person learn more?
Yes. As I mentioned throughout the podcast, we have created other podcasts, Q-tips for your ears, that people can learn more about antibiotic stewardship, which is using antibiotics we have wisely and for the right reasons, our adverse drug events, our C. difficile podcast, and sepsis. Learning more about urinary tract infections, a person can go out and learn more at cdc.gov, antibiotic/use/UTI. And that is it.
All right. Well, thank you, Tammy. That was a lot of information and good information for people to take to heart and practice so that they don't develop urinary tract infections. We hope you enjoyed today's Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast. We look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.